Good morning, Sammy. Is something the matter? Has someone been annoying you?
There is nothing wrong with me. I have decided to leave. I'm not going to stay at the center today. There is no point.
But Sammy, tell me what is wrong. I have never seen you so upset. What has happened? Would you like to talk about it?
It's none of your business. What's the point in staying here today? It's just a waste of time.
Okay, I hear you. You're free to go if you want, you know that. But before you head off, what about telling me what is bothering you? You never know, I might be able to help.
Just keep out of my business. It's got nothing to do with you.
Why don't you grab something to eat before you go? Perhaps you will feel better after a little snack. We can go to the kitchen and see what we can find.
No, just go away and leave me alone.
I'm not going to leave you alone until you've calmed down a bit. Your behavior is quite worrying. As well as that, you've been scaring some of the younger children here when you were shouting and throwing the books around.
So what? All the more reason to let me leave then.
I would like to remind you that you are only 16, Sammy. I can't just let you go on your own like this. Do you want me to call your mom and dad?
Are you kidding? I never want to see them again. I hate them. I hate you all.
I understand that you are very upset. Is it anything to do with that big bruise on your arm? It's not the first time I've seen you angry like this. The last time was when you had a black eye after a fight with your brother. Let's have a chat about it.
My mom has always taken his side. She never stands up for me.
How about telling me about it, Sammy? You know I will listen to you. I have always listened to you, haven't I? Sit down and speak slowly. Shall we go and have a cup of tea together?
Okay, but it's not going to make any difference.